Chazar zeichen as shabachi cheskel shagam Rav Yehuda mesechus Eivin daf tzadik beis. Ravina said to Rav Ashi to Rav Yechanan, say that Rav Shimon allowed transfer between a Juni and Chatzeris even when the Chatzeris made internal Eirvin. We know that Rav Yechanan passes like Stam Mishnayis, and we have a Stam Mishnah which said that the fruit on top of a 4 tefach thick wall separating two Chatzeris may not be carried into the Chatzer, which seems to argue on Rav Shimon. Mar says the Mishnah means that the fruit may not be brought into the houses, but it may be brought into the Chatzer. I Rav Chiya taught a Braisa that the fruit may not even be brought down into the Chatzer. Mar says the Mishnah didn't say that, so we should not follow that Braisa. Zok the Gemara, if there are two Chatzeris with a ruin between them, one of the Chatzeris having made an internal Eiriv and the other had not, Rav Huna says that the Chatzer that did not make the Eiriv is given the right to use that ruin. They can transfer between the Chatzer and the ruin because they did not make an internal Eiriv, but the other Chatzer which did cannot because of the Gzera. Chiya Barav says rights to the ruin are given to both Chatzeris, and therefore both Chatzeris may not carry into the ruin because of the concern that one may end up carrying from the Chatzer with the Eiriv to the ruin and from there to the other Chatzer. Chiya Barav says, don't think that Rav meant to give rights to both Chatzeris and thereby allow both to carry there, because in a case with two Chatzeris within it without a ruin, where one Chatzer made an Eiriv and the other didn't, Rav does not allow the people of the Chatzer with the Eiriv to carry into the Chatzer without the Eiriv, so he would not allow both to use the ruin either. The Gemara says it could be that Rav is less concerned in the case of the ruin because people typically don't bring items there because it's unguarded, therefore he may allow both Chatzeris to use it. Another version has Chiya Barav saying that Rav allowed use of the ruin to both Chatzeris. He then explains that this is different than a similar case of two Chatzeris without a ruin in between, because people don't typically bring things out into the ruin because it's an unprotected area. Zok the Mishnah, if a large roof adjoins a small roof so that the large roof is fully enclosed through good asik by walls on three sides, and on the fourth side where it adjoins a small roof, it has walls at the places where it is larger than the smaller roof. But the smaller roof is totally open to the large roof on its fourth side. We are allowed to carry on the large roof, but not allowed to carry on the smaller roof. Similarly, if the same setup exists with two chatzeris, the same halach would apply. One may carry in the large chatzer, but not the small one, because the small one is considered to be a mere entrance to the big chatzer. Fact, the Gemara, why does the Mishnah need to tell us both of these seemingly identical cases? Where it says, according to Rav, who does not say good asik to walls that are covered, the comparison teaches that just as by a chotzer the walls are visible, so too by roofs. The only time carrying would be permitted, even on the large roof, is only if the walls are not covered by the roofs that we can say good asik. According to Shmuel, the comparison teaches that just like by chotzer, if there's a lot of traffic over a wall, it loses its status as a wall. The same is true by saying good asik on a wall, which is walked upon by many people, like the wall in between the two roofs. Mora says that Rabbi Reb Zeira and Rabbi Bar of Chanon were sitting together, and Abai was sitting nearby. The three were talking and said, since the small chatzer is considered to be the entrance of the big chatzer, the small chatzer is considered part of the large chatzer. But the large chatzer is not considered to be part of the small chatzer. The wall acts as a one-way separation. The practical implications of this can be illustrated with a number of examples. Number one, if someone plants grapes in the large chatzer, he may not now plant vegetation in the small chatzer, because that would be like planting it in the same chatzer with the grapes, and would be a client problem. On the other hand, if grapes were planted in the small chatzer, one may plant vegetation in the large chatzer, because from the perspective of the small chatzer, they're considered to be totally separate areas. Next, if a woman owns both chatzeres and she's standing in the large chatzer when her get is placed into the small chatzer, it's considered that it was received by her and she's divorced. On the other hand, if she's standing in the small chatzer and the get is placed in the large chatzer, it's considered as if the get has not yet reached her and she therefore would not be considered to be divorced. Next, if a minion is in the large chatzer and the shliach tzibur is in the small chatzer, the minion can be yoytze with his brachas. On the other hand, in the reverse case, where the minion is in a small chatzer and the batzila is in the large chatzer, they cannot be yaitzeh with his brachas. Next, if there are 9 people in the large chatzer and 1 person in the small chatzer, they can be combined for a minion. But if there are 9 in the small and 1 in the large, they cannot be combined for a minion. Finally, if there is excrement in the wastes in the large chatzer, one may not say shema in the small chatzer. However, if it's in the small chatzer this waste, you could say shema in the large chatzer. Abaye said to him, this can't be right, that a wall should make it worse than if no wall was there. If the wall was considered no wall at all, you can just move away 4 amas from the grapes and plant. Now, because you're considering it to be a wall, a wall for one direction, so it makes it worse? It can't be. Rav Zeira said, we do find the concept where a wall can make something worse. In a case where the large chatzer would build walls that would make it even in width to the small chatzer, thereby removing its partial fourth wall, it would become usher to carry in the large chatzer as well. So you see, making a wall makes it worse. Abaye said, because that case is actually considered to be removing the original walls. That's why it makes it usher. However, we don't find a case that adding a wall without removing old walls would make it usher. Rav said, no, we do find such a concept. When one puts schach on top of a structure that has 2 full walls and small partial walls on the 2 remaining sides, If one were to build walls parallel to the two full walls in a way that would make those two walls look thicker, but would take away the side walls, it would become a puzzle of sukkah. You see, creating walls makes it worse. Abaye answered, first of all, I would actually still consider it to be a kosher sukkah because we view the edge of the roof as creating a wall, particularly over Sison. But in any case, this creating a wall, like he said before, is actually removing the old walls, the old small pieces of walls that were there, and that's why it has this effect. But we don't find that when you're simply adding a wall, it actually can make something worse.